As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, I think the important part of it is just, again, it's like a foundational piece of it. It's like it's in us. So that part of it is in us. That experience is in us with a lot of this group that experience is in us. That's the important part of it. I don't think it's going to do anything for us this year necessarily on the field. But for the group, it's kind of in us collectively as an experience. And I think that part's important.
Molly and Haw, Brad Biggs in for David this morning, and you're the right guy to be here because Biggsy is one of the all-time baseball fans. Everybody knows how good you are with football. Maybe people don't realize that you've been a lifelong baseball fan. You're a baseball player. I've seen your card as a pitcher, and you love the game. And we just heard from Craig Counsell, that is, of course, the Cubs manager. Want to give a shout out to everyone, the audience watching us on CHSN. Got the hat on this morning, Brad. Appreciate it. Anytime anyone gives me anything for free, I will wear it immediately. I'm like a walking billboard in a way.
There you go.
Take it through. But you love baseball. You've been to plenty of like minor league park. Have you been to every park in Major League Baseball or most?
All
of them?
No, I've been to almost all.
Yeah.
Almost,
yeah. Oh, I know. So you hear from Craig Counsell, and he's talking about, and we know that every season is different and the carryover is limited, but I'm curious, when you have a run like they had last year, and this applies to the Bears, quite frankly, because you saw the same thing. You saw the crowd out at Soldier Field, the way they reacted. Certainly you saw that with the Cubs at Wrigley. It was absolutely incredible. The atmosphere for a playoff game at Wrigley Field in Chicago, both places. I'm wondering, when you look at that, is the carryover effect that, man, it's super cool, these people deserve it, I'm glad I'm here, or is it, can you believe those guys took a photo with an L sign and we owe them one? Because that happened in the aftermath of the thing. But it felt like the Cubs, it was great, they made the playoffs, but it felt like they didn't get enough done in the playoffs, right? It felt like they could have gotten farther.
Yeah, I think the better team won that series, but you know, that's last year. They've got high expectations this year, and they should. And you look around the division and you say, this thing's set up for them to win it. Now,
you said that last year. I mean, we thought last year that was the end of the run.
But the Brewers. They traded Freddie Peralta.
I know. Who did they trade the year before?
Devin Williams.
The shortstop, closer. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they just reload, and they've got more young guys in the pipeline coming up. Here's one thing I'm curious about. Is there any impact from yesterday's move in Baltimore where the Orioles signed Chris Bassitt to a one-year deal for roughly $18 million because the Cubs have been linked? I think Bob Nightingale, who's on the show from time to time, have been linked to Zach Gallen.
Yeah.
Who Zach Gallen.
There are four teams after him. The Orioles are one of them.
So now you're down to three.
Yes.
If all the reports are accurate, the Cubs, the Padres, and the Diamondbacks, Gallen turned down qualifying offer of $22 million for this season. He's represented by Scott Boras. Boras generally does very, very well for his clients, for the players he represents. When you're in that negotiation game, you don't necessarily win all of them, okay? I don't know if he's in a spot where he can win with Gallen. Gallen last year in the first half was bloody awful.
Uh-huh.
And it even bled over, I think, into the second half. In the first half last season for the Diamondbacks, his ERA was 5.40. He gave up 21 home runs in the first half alone. In the second half, the ERA was 3.97 for just a touch under four. You can live with that. Got it down to 10 long balls. But he gave up 31 home runs for the season. He's 30 years old. Strikeout percentage dropped this past season. Fly balls went up. Did he figure it out in the second half? I mean, he's a veteran. He's been around. He's pitched at a high level for a while. But this past season was not a high level. What is the market for him? Is it a 1 year deal to reestablish his value?
But the problem is he's apparently looking for a multi-year deal, right? We've heard that he wants at least 3 years, and I think when you talk about the money he turned down, doesn't it start with more money than that? Isn't that the starting point per year?
You know,
23 a year.
That Boras is aiming for that.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be there, but I do know that Baltimore's no longer an option.
Out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think in the Cubs, you look at the starting staff, because that was a huge question. I think if you were honestly evaluating the Cubs, who had a fantastic start to the season last year.
Yes, they did.
April and May. You looked at it and you said, how's this starting pitching going to hold up over the course of the season? And they've got guys now that, if they're healthy, all of them, you look at it and you say, okay, yeah, I feel pretty good about that. But Boyd, Cabrera, Taillon, I mean, Imanaga missed a good chunk of time last year. And then Horton, hopefully, because he was electric, absolutely electric.
And that's David's guy. I mean, he really believes there's going to be no bad words about
Cade Horton allowed on this show. But you need seven or eight starters.
Yes, and they've got a lot. There's more depth than just those guys.
Yeah, but
how would you line them up? Who's your opening day starter? Did Matthew Boyd do enough to become an opening day starter?
Maybe you give it to him.
J-Mo is there forever and is, a veteran guy.
I mean, it's sort
it's of... It's not Shota, not after what happened.
No,
at the
it's
end
not
of the
Shota.
Year.
I don't know if you want to put that
Cade
on...
Cade Horton?
Maybe if you... Do you want to put that on him? Maybe a tip of the cap to Boyd. Some of that stuff, like opening day starter, it's a nice talking piece. Guess what? There's five of them are going to go through get their turn, and then you're going to do it all over again.
Yes,
you're not talking about setting up your rotation for the postseason. What they need is Horton to take that sort of next step, and I think
what
that
is the next step?
I think that's going out and
more innings. Right?
Yeah, I think that's going out and putting up 170 innings.
If he can pitch the way he pitched, it's perfect. But
and then Edward Cabrera.
Great if you could get him regularly beyond.
Yeah,
that.
Edward Cabrera
is Cabrera the opening day starter?
No,
never.
No, No, but he's a guy that has the toolbox to you say maybe down the road
turn into an ace for you.
Well, or you know what, if he turns into a number three that you've got for a couple years, that's a really good move for you. You're winning that trade by slam dunk because, you know, Owen Casey, like that.
If Owen Casey had been good enough, I really believe they'd have brought him up and played him. They
he would have played last season.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. They told you
injuries. That's right.
Yeah, they told you what they thought of Owen Casey by how much time he paid rent in Iowa last season.
That's it. That's exactly correct. So you like their pitching, but if they got Zach Gallen, where would he fit in?
Well, if you pay him, he's got to be in the mix there somewhere, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You pay him, he's definitely.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, are they really going to go out and let's just say the floor for Gallen now is something in the neighborhood of what Bassett got.
Yes.
Are they going to go out and spend that kind of money?
He got $19 million?
I think 18. Bassett, who was a good piece. Bassett probably pitched better last season, certainly from start to finish, than Gallen did.
Right.
Important part of the Blue Jays staff in the postseason run to the World Series, pitched out of the bullpen a little bit in the playoffs. But yeah, I don't know if the Cubs are looking to throw that kind of money around on another pitcher, but it's been interesting. Sometimes, and I'm not saying it's the case here, but this happens in all sports, not just baseball, not just football. You'll have teams linked to a player because the agent is desperate to
create a market.
Yeah, make the market appear to be more robust than it actually is.
So do you believe the Cubs are serious about this?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Could be just used as a...
I mean, it could be that Gallen would have been better off taking that $22 million qualifying offer. Again, Boris generally wins and wins with landslides.
If he goes back to Arizona, will he get that money? Would they give it to him?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it was there.
I know.
You declined it.
Do you still want it?
Yeah. Although... Hey, props to especially pitchers, but props to players that bet on themselves, right?
They
roll the dice.
No question.
I'm gonna bet on myself because those are the guys that.
Let's talk about Matt Shaw for a second. So Matt Shaw no longer has a starting position. I mean, he has been replaced by Bregman, who's going to start at third base, is a better third baseman than him, and is obviously a much better hitter. I talked to Ron Coomer about him, and we had a long conversation about him kind of off the air, and I was saying to Ron that the problem I see with him is like what was the kid's name, Paul Edinger, the kicker, where he had this corkscrew method of kicking. It was different than a conventional method of kicking. And I remember having a conversation with Dave Tobe, who was saying that when the kid went off the boil, and that happened, as you remember, he went back, he tried to watch tape, he couldn't teach him what you were doing wrong because it was such an unconventional method of his kicking. Is that what's going on with Matt Shaw? Is he not able to hit in the major leagues in part because the way he hits is weird? And
well, you know
how
what?
Do you correct it?
I think he's sort of adjusted his approach to the plate. I think he's made some changes to
But
the leg kick.
It's not working. Not to the degree it needs to have a steady.
Well,
position.
Let's see what he looks like this spring.
And how will that work moving from third base to right field? That's what they're telling him, to bring an outfielder's glove with him. That's where there's an opening there where you could fit in. Because, you know, Seiya Suzuki, I get it. Everybody wants Seiya. He's fine there. He did a great job. Go back a couple years ago. There's a reason they moved him to DH.
Well, I think with Shaw, I'd say this about almost every team. Like, there's an opportunity for Shaw to go out there and get, 350 at bats, 400.
Okay.
Right?
By moving around the diamond a little.
By being a guy that can carry a glove for just about every infield position.
The infield, no question.
A guy that can hopefully, if he proves that he's capable as a corner outfielder.
Yeah, but he hasn't been that before.
And then he doesn't. I mean, you're not asking him to go out there and replace a Gold Glover, right?
Like, but don't you think that one of the
and
problems,
then the DH?
Well, like, the DH.
He's going to get DH.
It's Ballesteros, isn't it? He's a hitter and he's a steady hitter.
But
he can't play catcher. There's not a spot for him, but I don't think
Ballesteros is going to be a guy that gets 550 at bats.
Okay.
How are you going to use him? Is Shaw a guy potentially that's in the lineup almost every time you face a lefty?
Okay,
and then with the stuff that happens during the course of a week, a month, and a season,
you're finding spots here and there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of work for him.
All right. I mean, I'm just asking where he fits in. Dustin, where does he fit in? Do you want Ballesteros as your DH, or do you want Saya playing DH?
I'm glad you asked me the question. That is my most curious thing in spring training. I want to see how much he hits. I mean, he doesn't strike out, so there's that. But it's a lot of ground outs. He's got no speed, obviously. He doesn't really have a ton of pop. That's not necessarily, he's not a slug guy. So I'm very curious. And also at the same time, can Matt Shaw play right field and then let Saya still be in the lineup in DH if Ballesteros isn't getting the job done?
Ballesteros having that DH job locked down and he's going to be like, maybe he does develop. I don't know.
I think he's a good hitter. And when you talk to everyone, he's like a line drive hitter and he hits the ball all over the park and he's a tough out. Everyone says that about him. But you're right. He can't really catch. He doesn't really fit.
Oh, he doesn't have a position. No.
Right.
Mully, did you see one of your favorite ex-Cubs is available? He doesn't even have a locker, apparently, at spring training for the Phillies. See that story, Brad?
Castellanos?
Castellanos.
Yeah, they told him to.
Don't even show up.
Don't even come. Yeah, they told him no.
Well, they're going to either trade him for nothing or what? Release
him. Is it worth bringing him in as a Flyer? That guy's got some slug.
Oh, that guy could be your DH.
Yeah, I mean, you only want him hitting against lefties.
But that's okay. Yeah. I mean, maybe. I'm just saying if Ballesteros isn't the option. If this is a team with expectations.
You know what I loved about him? It was his patience and the way that he hit was different than anyone in the Cubs lineup when they brought him in, and it changed their team. People see that, and they got more patient. It just changed their team. And then I thought they should have held on to him, Dustino. That was
I know you liked problem. Him a lot.
I did like him a lot. I thought he was a good player. And he is a good player. He's just old. You get old. It happens to people. You slow down. What are you saying?
But I mean, he's a guy who I think could come off the bench, right? He could play
Does he want to, like...
Does he want to try to win still? I mean, nobody's going to pay him.
Right, but does it... Well... He's going to get paid. Like, he's under contract.
I understand. Yeah, but I mean...
Like, he's a guy who has played... I mean, he's an everyday player.
But
so
the Phillies are
going
to have to take that money, right, Brad? I mean, I'm just saying, like, if he were to get cut, I wouldn't trade anything for him. Because if you trade, you have to take on his contract.
Right,
but if he's cut, the Phillies are on the hook for it, and then the Cubs are working on some kind of, like, a veteran minimum, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you get a... I'd want to know what his mindset is. He's going to be 34.
Well, absolutely.
How much would it cost you?
Bring him in? Probably wouldn't cost much.
Nothing. Right? I'm saying maybe he wants to go to the south side. Maybe he gets more
at-bats. Yeah, but you're talking about bringing in a guy who you absolutely, under almost no circumstance, want to have out in the field. And I don't know that you can have two of those guys on your roster. I don't know that you can have him and Ballesteros in the same dugout because you've got two guys that don't even need to bring
a position.
Don't bring a glove to the ballpark.
Right, but I'm saying if Ballesteros is, my point is if Ballesteros is struggling, that might be an option. You get Ballesteros to go back
but you're not making that decision until, late May?
Right.
And Castellanos
saying if he's really bad in spring training, Brad. I'm saying like if he goes on one of these offers or something.
Yeah,
Now that the catcher's healthy, will that be will that remain a plus position? It was a plus position last year, but unexpectedly.
Maya when healthy is good, right?
Yeah, it's all about how they handle the pitchers.
Yes.
And the defense. Yes. It's really like any offense you get from that position is just a bonus.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Nico Horner. They want me to give you a score better best t-shirt.
See what we did there?
See?
Let's never go. Afraid to co-opt.
104 the score.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, how about it?
See? Now that's a man that's going to be a talk show host someday.
Afternoons on the Score.
So listen, we are thinking about as a show a way to get all of this baseball stuff that Speaks desperately wants to do out for the people. We don't know if we want to call it like bursting at the seams or
baseball seams. Baseballs have seams.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. We don't know if that's what we want to call it, but we do need to figure out a vehicle for him to get baseball thoughts off. Before we're 2 weeks away from there being the spring training games played?
Yeah, pitchers and catchers is very, very soon. First Cubs game is the 20th, so that's 2 weeks from Friday. We're super duper close. But there's always stuff, you know, Lawrence, there's always stuff. I needed to share this. The second base market has been fascinating this whole offseason. Were the Arizona Diamondbacks going to trade Ketel Marte? No, they didn't. Were the Cardinals going to trade Brendan Donovan? They did. He went to Seattle. The Giants, did they want one? Yeah, they signed Luis Arraez. They're going to have him play second base.
We'll see how long he plays second base.
Yeah, they'll bring in defensive replacements for a lot of games. But anyway, Nico Hoerner going to get traded? He has not. And I don't think he will be. I think we can close the book on the idea that Nico was going to get dealt, because the last team that desperately needed a second baseman and an infielder really to try and sort it out was the Boston Red Sox. And some stuff went on this week. The Boston Red Sox did call the Cubs about Nico Hoerner. They ended up talking more about Matt Shaw than Nico Hoerner. And then the Boston Red Sox traded with the Brewers for Caleb Durbin. That fills their need. They did not get what they wanted from the Cubs in terms of Nico, and the Matt Shaw conversations apparently did not go well enough for both sides to consummate something there. But I think we can sit in good thought that Nico Hoerner will be a member of these Chicago Cubs. We can relax about that, at least for the start of the season and what will hopefully be a run towards the playoffs.
Okay, well then that leads me to another Nico question. Does that mean that Nico is going to get an extension, or is this a conversation that we then have to have again, depending on what the Cubs are doing near the trade deadline?
I think without an extension, that conversation won't go away. Even if the Cubs are doing well, because you could talk about the needle thread kind of trade that has been brought up before. I don't think it's going to happen during the season, but an extension would lock that up for it not happening, you know, during the season. That would lock the conversations away, would keep the distractions of those conversations away.
And there's no way that if they can't come to an agreement, let's say the Cubs are 10 games over at the deadline, there's no way, right, that Nico's name going into a walk year would be bandied about, would it?
I don't think so, but I just wanted
to check.
The name might be out there, like where this stuff comes from, you know, you can't control that. But if there's an extension, then nobody would end up being throwing it out there. I just do love, and I got this on good authority from an outside Chicago source, I'll say that Red Sox called about Nico and ended up having to talk about Matt Shaw instead.
Were they from Portage?
No, they were not.
Hammond?
It's not. There's more than just Indiana in the world, Lawrence.
That's not what the commercial says. There's more than corn. I like this. 847 Texter says, call the new Speak segment Spraying to All Fields.
There you go.
That's not bad.
We got options.
I was like hit and run light. Like, that's something that we could do?
Yeah. Well, then we got to do the whole thing. Then we got to get Sean Sears in here.
No, we don't. That's why it's light.
Because there's no Sean?
Yeah.
We'll be back March 22nd.
Pull Ruben out of school for these segments.
And I got even better news for you, Speaks.
Yes.
It's not 2 weeks from Friday that's the first game. It's a week from Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, you're so right. It's a week from Friday.
That's right. It's a week from Friday.
That's outrageous. We had game
Cubs Sox.
Game on, everybody. Cubs Sox on this radio station a week from Friday.
It's really interesting to me, like seeing people. I saw our friend Tina Nguyen out at Camelback, like talking to Chris Getz and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I guess we're here. I guess we're here now.
I think we are, because the WBC is early, so a lot of stuff is starting early.
Well, look,
in that regard.
We've been watching the Caribbean World Series here in the studio.
Yes, we have, man.
And it's a
beautiful
been great.
Thing. And the WBC rosters got revealed in. Did you see Alexei Ramirez is on the Cuba roster?
44.
Alexei! Come on,
but
man.
But Javi is not on Team Puerto Rico because of weed.
There's all kinds of insurance issues that are going on for all sorts of different teams.
How about Bad Bunny offering to pay for the insurance for guys like Correa and Lindor, but the team's not allowing their guys to play in the WBC?
Wow. Wow. Look at, I didn't realize Bad Bunny had offered to step up on that, and the teams are not allowing it. They gotta find a way to allow these guys to play, man.
Yes, that's the beauty of all of this.
It really is. It's the magic of it, and they
love
it so much.
Where you end up with Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout at the end, and you're like, this is exactly what I wanted!
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Hey, congrats to you guys on getting Eric Fetty back on a White Sox roster, too.
Just to trade him again, if he's good again.
By the way,
what the hell is that?
You know what it is.
I know exactly
what
it is.
You know what it is.
I do. I do know what it is.
What's what? What are you talking about?
WCUB over here.
Passive aggressive baseball talk. See, that's why I didn't listen all of last year.
Oh, that's not why you didn't listen.
Well, I
didn't run. You just had better things to do.
I've got a surprise with the success of that segment with Boog and Jason Benetti. I got a surprise for Spiegs next week. Pat Hughes and John Schriffin. We're going to put both those guys on, and then.
Oh, no.
No? We're not doing that?
I'd be happy to talk to Pat. I'd be happy to talk to John, too, if he'd want to come on.
Radio losers.
That's us.
I still haven't talked with John.
It's amazing that you, it's your opportunity. Mm. It's a window.
I'm not opposed to it.
I know you're not.
I just haven't. There just hasn't been an opportunity for it to take place. So, you know, maybe it does this year. Or maybe it doesn't. White Sox baseball, I'm trying not to get overly excited about it because I don't think they're going to be very good. But, you know, hope springs eternal.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
There's gonna be a lot of people worth watching. There's gonna be a lot of development worth watching.
I didn't say I'm not watching. I'm just saying not excited about it. I'm watching the Bulls still.
That's God's work right there.
It really is.
You are doing God's work. So you saw Colin Sexton giving the finger to the rim last night.
I did. I saw them lose to a really terrible team, and I think that's going to be a thing. At some point, we should have a Billy conversation, but I'll save that for later on. Cam Buckner represents the city in the state legislature. Let's talk to him about what's going on with the Bears and stadium proposals. That's next here on The Score.
104.3 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station. Pete Curl Armstrong. It's home runs here.
It's got a chance. Gone.
Matas Bezelis slam dunks here.
A deep dish dunk by Matas Bezelis.
We're always talking about Caleb Williams.
He got it for the touchdown.
Your radio home of the Cubs and Bulls. And where Chicago comes to talk Bears. We are 104.3 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir.
Here-eth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get-eth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 to 2 on 104.3 The Score.
Lead at first by Jackson Merrill. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that's out number one.
Excellent pitch by Shota as he goes at the breaking ball. He's not having a great feel for that split, so he goes with a little slower hook. Throws it down and in, and Bogaerts really not ready for that pitch. Well out in front of him.
The dagger for Shota? What are we doing here? We're getting out of control. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 104.3 The Score. Now my hockey brain is combining with my baseball brain, and I'm still not over football brain, and I don't know what names are going to come out of my head, and I apologize in advance. But one thing we do know well is that Shota Imanaga was the recipient of savvy timing and a very interesting contract structure. Shota had an option. We were all trying to figure out what it was at the end of last season. It was a mutual. The club declined the option. Then he had the option to opt back in with a raise or test the market. And if so, the Cubs were going to get a compensatory pick. As we know, he did not test the market, and now Shota Imanaga got a raise. Up to $22 million is what he is being paid. And the concern is he started with a 2.65 ERA in the first half with an 0.93 whip, and then had a 4.70 ERA and a 1.04 whip in the second half.
Is that bad?
It got worse in the playoffs. And the home run became something that was a common result of what we saw of him at the mound.
Layla, look at it like this. Well before the regular season ended, what did I tell you about Shota Imanaga? He can't be a part of your playoff rotation. He gives up too many home runs, and we know by and large home runs are the deciding factor in most playoff games. Not all, but most. And when you look at what this guy did, first half versus second half, understand this. He gave up almost twice as many home runs in the second half as he did in the first half. He gave up 11 home runs in his first 12 starts. He gave up 20 home runs over his last 13 starts. And I think he still has a streak going of giving up a home run in starts. Am I correct in that? I'm going to look it up to make sure.
Yeah, I've just got the splits in front of me. That's why I was able to see those easily. Let's look at the old game log.
Well, so according to the game log, I'll tell you this. He famously did not pitch in the postseason in his last opportunity to pitch. The Cubs skipped him, did not throw him out there. He gave up three home runs over two postseason appearances, so he gave up home runs in each of those. And if you go back to the regular season and add his last nine regular season starts, he gave up 11 straight starts home runs.
Yeah, you have to go back to August 5th against Cincinnati, who now has Eugenio Suarez, to see the last game where he didn't give up a home run. That was a 5-1 loss. He still ended up giving up one earned run, at least in that ball game.
But that's fine. 6 1/3, 3 hits, 1 earned run. That's the Shota you thought you signed up for.
Yeah, not the 8th spot that he gave up to the Mets. You and I watched that show actually with our guest at noon, Clay Harbor, if you recall, at Old Crow. That was bad. The 4 earned runs against the Milwaukee Brewers was not great. That was 2 home runs in that, but that was only 2 2/3 innings in that outing. And that's the last time we saw him pitch. That was on October 6th of last year. Shota gets the raise. The Cubs end up having to pay him. And we've batted around the idea of a 6-man rotation when it comes to trying to figure out how he fits in on this team.
I think it's clear that as of right now, he feels like insurance. Because you look at the other starters in this rotation to start it off. And I think, honestly, unless something, I don't want to say drastic changes, unless there's a return to what he looked like in the first half of the season, he's not in your top 5 pitchers. And that's including Colin Ray, I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean, the other part of this, too, is Justin Steele. We know it's probably at least 2 months before we're talking about a return for
right.
him. And that's what makes this tricky. And we still don't know where Zach Gallen is going yet, so that also adds to the intrigue. And I think whether or not you say he feels like insurance, he needs to be insurance.
Well, sometimes insurance is costly depending on where you live and what kind of weather patterns are happening. Like, you know, to get insured in Florida now as an arm and maybe both your legs.
Yeah.
It's Matthew Boyd. It's Eduardo Cabrera. It's Cade Horton. It's Jameson Taillon. And then it's Shota Imanaga. And you could argue it should be Colin Ray, the spot starter, the sixth swing man ahead of Shota Imanaga. But the Cubs obviously are very confident that they could fit Shota Imanaga's problems. Otherwise, why would they give him the qualifying offer?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
They thought he was going to sign somewhere else.
They did. I'm convinced they thought that because of the pitching market or what they thought about the pitching market, that he was going to go to the market, and then the Cubs were going to get a pick.
And
confident.
Here's what we know. We know that that's $22.9 million of the Cubs' budget that they don't have available to them right now. And if Zach Gallen, who's still out here looking for a job, was out here and the Cubs had an extra $22.9 million, maybe Zach Gallen was already a Cub right now.
Man, that's it. It's that, you know, we're not talking about the Dodgers' payroll here. We're talking about the Cubs' payroll. So that money does matter, and it takes up probably a spot for somebody else, and that's what the concern is. So Shota Imanaga was discussed yesterday appropriately as pitchers and catchers reported to Mesa, and Craig Counsell was asked about Shota and the process to get him back in his groove.
With some of the factors that were in play with Shota in the second half, like, what's your optimism that he can kind of get back to who he was before the injury, kind of the domino effect?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited for Shota to have an outstanding season. I really think, look, this is he is going to respond kind of to the things that happen at the end of the year, and you know, he wasn't happy how he pitched, and you know, that's what great competitors do. They respond to things like that, and he will absolutely respond, and I'm very confident in that.
If you could pick one thing he kind of did in the off season to sort of move forward, what might it be?
Yeah, I mean, there was not. It's all very subtle. Like it's not. It doesn't have to be a big thing. I think that's the difficulty of Major League Baseball is that these guys are at a level where the difference between success and struggle is very tiny, and the adjustments they're small, and also sometimes like that's why. You know, you think you can fix yourself like immediately, but it's just a very subtle, the subtle things like can get you off track. And sometimes you need to step back a little bit, to see that. Right. And I think as much as anything, you know, Shota probably needed a little bit of time to be able to step back a little bit. And that gives you some clarity as much as anything.
I mean, that sounds good, but my biggest concern about Shota isn't time off. It's that his pitching profile is a high fastball tunnel with a splitter. And that high fastball ranges in the 90 to 92 range.
It feels like the location has to be so precise for him to get away with what he was trying to get away with in the second half of the season. And is that velocity going to tick up? There's no indication that it will. I mean, even in hearing that answer about Shota and what needs to happen for him to get back to the guy that he was, there was not a bullet that let you know this has to happen. It was more of a, he just has to get away from the game and get a feel back for. I don't like that.
When the way you pitch is eventually going to lead to these results, you know the deal you're making. It's just a matter of how long you want to let that ride.
Maybe the question is, how often do you want to let that ride?
Well,
because the six-man rotation can kind of take away from having to deal with that every day. And maybe 5 days rest as opposed to 4 days rest even can help Shota regain something And you see how I'm kind of grasping at straws? I feel like everyone in this situation is grasping at straws in the moment.
I feel like we're just picking up where the team left off in the playoffs. We are, what did they do? You know, it was one game they prevented Shota from being an opener. Another one they decided to go ahead. Or being an opener, being a starter. You know, there was an opener for Shota. Another game they tried to balance it in a different manner. It was piecemealing everything you possibly could, remixing the opening day starter or the home opener starter. No, he was the opening day starter.
Yeah, he started the first game, yeah. But I think that has as much to do with being in Japan as anything else.
But he started the home opener too, so there was that. But remixing arguably who should have been, you know, your first or second best pitcher at that point. And having to take that approach in the playoffs. And I understand it led to Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell saying pitching was a priority. But when you have to take those steps, how are we not just picking up where the Cubs left off when it came to trying to manage him in a way that would provide some results?
I don't think we're getting any more clarity. I thought maybe we get a little something extra on, you know, start of spring training. But it appears that we're just getting started. And we're not as far along as I would like to be in analyzing what the problem is. More importantly, what is the solution for Shota Imanaga on a one-year, $22.9 million deal?
I mean, that's it. It's hard to be so lamenting his raise, but when you understand that it could have been avoided, that's what makes this so difficult. Like, he's on your team, and you're going to have to use him. And you're going to have to figure out the best way to be able to do so while you're still waiting for Justin Steele to come back.
It's crazy. After his first three starts this season, remember, he had four no-hit innings and just wasn't stretched out in that game against the Dodgers in Japan. But he gave up a run over his next two starts and went seven innings and then seven and a third.
Didn't he still have four walks in that outing?
He did have four walks.
Yeah, so even then you knew it was a little bit different of a performance than we had seen the year before. And so what is it going to be this year and this time around? And frankly, I know the ball flies in Arizona, but that's as good of an understanding as to what he's doing as anything.
Yeah, got to keep the ball in the park. That's goal number one at this point.
Well, but even if he doesn't, then to have that urgency and have that feeling of knowing what it's like to see the ball go out of the park again and try to figure that out. But I'll be very curious to see how much he uses that splitter related to his fastball and if the fastball command is better than it could be after last season. And frankly, also tipping pitches. Let's not forget that that was an issue too when he tipped all the pitches to the White Sox and they were able to tee off on him pretty well. Speaking of the White Sox, it's viral. We have to discuss it. Chris Getz traded away his most established homegrown hitter for somebody who he has said multiple times was a switch hitter, except he wasn't. And it's one thing to do it in one media availability, but we've got the receipts knowing it's not the only one. Let's examine next.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.